Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl. I'm Sarah. That's me.
And a bi-demisexual girl. That's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, Mad Libs.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod.
Hello, hello.
Hope everyone's well. Hope everyone's vibing. I got my merch in the mail today. Order yours now.
Lala. The picture I took of our one merch is like our second most liked picture on Instagram. And I was like, really, you guys?
Gotta do a better photo shoot then. Damn.
I know, I guess. A picture of Sarah and some other merch should be up by the time you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at it. soundsfakepod.com/shop, I think.
Look at it. Consider buying it. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Ask them to consider buying it for you and for themselves.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it to work on Friday and I'm going to show it to my boss.
He's going to be very proud, I think.
He's going to be so proud.
Yeah.
Aggressively so.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, a little too proud.
And he might take credit for it.
Well, he shouldn't, because I designed it.
It was kind of his idea to bring it back. We had done it before.
Yeah, but like... whatever. Anyway,
any other housekeeping?
Buy our book. Come to our event in D.C.
Yeah, the trick is you gotta outdo me. And to outdo me, you have to show up to the event in person.
Yeah, so anyone who shows up is doing better than Sarah.
True. I'll be there. In spirit and pixels.
In Zoom, yeah. And in the stickers that she has signed with her autograph and mailed to me.
They're currently in the mail.
Yeah, I need to actually, I'm really bad at checking the mail, so I need to actually check the mail now.
Amazing. All right, Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week, we were like, we need to do something silly goofy because it's been a while and things are sad. So,
silly goose o'clock.
Yeah, it's silly goose o'clock. And Sarah has suggested we do some Mad Libs today.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is what we're going to be doing.
We're doing sexy and romance-y Mad Libs because,
So, the theme of the Mad Libs is like sex and romance, right?
Correct, because...
But then we're going to be doing silly words.
Of course, that's the point of Mad Libs.
Right. Well, okay, listen. Because a large part of my, like, sex education as a kid came from Mad Libs because my family goes camping every summer, and we have since I was, like, 5. And so there was a couple summers where, like, on the drive up, which is, like, 2 hours. But when you're a kid, it was like, oh, my God, it's the whole day. We're in the back of this minivan. We would, like, do Mad Libs, all of the kids together, to, like, pass the time. And I was in the younger set of kids. So the older set of kids was, like, in middle and high school. So they were learning all of these words, like, G-string and, like, G-spot or whatever. And so, and because at that age, it's like, well, Mad Libs are the funniest when you just put all of the dirtiest words possible in it. So I learned a lot of new words because of Mad Libs.
Let's unpack this.
Okay.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Truly the state of sex education in America.
That's the thing, because I remember more from those Mad Libs than I do from my actual sex ed class.
Yeah. I just remember when I took sex ed, like the second one in seventh grade, where like you actually talk about sex, there was a kid that like almost passed out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I got the second one, because I think our first one was in sixth grade, maybe, and then the second one was supposed to be in high school health, but I tested out of high school health. So, like, I read the textbook.
My first one was in, like, fourth grade, and they talked about, like, puberty and, like, periods. It wasn't really sex ed. It was more puberty ed. And the girls... one took way longer than the boys' one, and so then the boys' one got to, like, the boys got to, like, watch a movie after. And the girls were like,
maybe I was younger.
Stuck there learning about pads.
I feel like I must have been younger because I definitely got my period before sixth grade, I think.
You did?
I was pretty young.
I was in seventh grade.
I feel like I was in fifth or sixth grade.
That sucks, bro.
It did.
Horrible.
Anyway,
we're doing Mad Libs because sometimes the shit that aloes say sound like Mad Libs when they're talking sex and romance.
That's actually so true.
Fully sounds like Mad Libs. I think we should start with something unhinged. I found this Mad Lib. It's called Mad Libs for Adults.
That's us.
This one's called Mile High Club.
Oh boy. I feel like we could do a whole episode on the Mile High Club.
As someone who recently in their life used an airplane bathroom for only the second time in their life, which is astounding given how much time I've spent on planes.
It is very impressive.
You can't even fit one person in there. Also, there was a lot of turbulence while I was in there. And imagine you're trying to fuck someone. I mean, I guess maybe that helps.
Maybe. A private plane, I get it.
Sure. Yeah.
Public plane.
But, like, if you're just flying Southwest.
Those bathrooms are so small. And, like, the people know when you go in. Like,
that is what I would expect out of Spirit Airlines.
But
a bitch has Delta miles, okay? And if you are in a Delta airplane bathroom, what is wrong with you?
I did see, I think some of the, like, really, really big planes that go across the ocean and shit, the flight attendants have beds in the under part. Like, it's, like, separate from where the luggage sleeps, but, like, there's, like, some bunk beds in there. And I think I saw a video about how some shit goes down in those bunk beds.
That I believe.
Which, like, I get it, you know?
Yeah, I believe.
What are you going to do?
It's like cruise ships.
Yeah, or like
they're the same fucking size.
Or the beds that like the residents get to take a nap in hospitals. Like, you know that
Did they fuck when they're sleeping? Not when they're sleeping. But.
Not when they're sleeping. At least in all the like hospital dramas and shows, they're fucking.
And you know those are always true.
I could ask my brother-in-law.
Grey's Anatomy is a documentary.
Yeah.
It's 15 seasons of documentary.
I've always said that. Yeah.
Anyway, this one is built so that it just asks for all the things first. So, like, I don't have to get spoiled as we're coming off with stuff. So I get to participate. And that's pretty exciting.
I'm so excited for you.
The first one is a place. I'm going to go with Croatia.
Okay.
What's the capital of Croatia?
I am really bad at geography.
I wouldn't expect you to know this one.
Dean would. Dean can do all his countries.
Zagreb, Croatia.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
I don't think you've ever heard of Zagreb in your life.
I haven't.
Yep. Exactly what I expected.
All right.
Oh, what a weird font. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Next one. Oh, those are the shorts I want to buy. Next one. They popped up. Next one. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for the accent. I'm going to stop. Body part. Weenus.
Left earlobe.
Left earlobe. Okay.
Yeah.
Left earlobe. This PDF is having an aneurysm every time.
Oh, no.
Every time I try and do anything. Next is a verb. Kayla, do you know what a verb is?
It's when the one that you do.
Uh-huh. Good job.
Yep.
To be fair, I only learned what a verb was when I... At least I only remembered what a verb was when I started learning German.
That's tough.
It's so easy because in German, nouns, all nouns are capitalized. So, of course I learned what a noun is.
Were you, like, sick the week of first grade that they did verbs?
I knew how they worked.
Okay.
I'm very good with sentences.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't, like, what's it called when you identify everything in a sentence?
Yeah.
There's a name for that.
Sure.
I think we did that, like, once in sixth grade, and I was It's in one head, out the other head. You know, I got two heads.
So true.
Anyway, verb, I think, loafing, like a cat.
Yeah. Yes, that's very good.
Yeah. Okay. Adjective. An adjective that is the one that describes a noun.
Things. Yes. I'm going to say, here's the problem is like some of the words I'm thinking of, I'm like, oh, but that could be turned into like a very sexual thing. And that's
part of the fun.
I guess. I want to say, what's the word?
Girl, I have no idea what ballpark you're even in. I don't know what sport you're playing.
What's the word for like, what would describe the like, ick that's on a slug?
Sludge? Slime.
Sludgy? Slimy. Slimy.
Slimy. I can't believe you just asked me for a word.
The ick that's on a slug. The
ick that's on a slug. The next one is mood.
Oh.
Murderous.
Okay.
The next one is body part.
Okay, so we already did left earlobes.
Can we do weenus?
Sure, we can do weenus.
Which weenus? Right
the
weenus.
The right weenus, yeah.
Obviously. For anyone who doesn't know, the weenus is it's like the tip of your elbow.
It's like the skin you can kind of pull. I know someone that can pull, like if you pull it, right, it only comes like a couple centimeters maybe. I know someone that their weenus like stretches.
Like slime?
Like slime. So yeah, it's the skin that's like above, like it's on your elbow. So if you straighten your arm, you can kind of pull it.
Yeah.
It's extra skin.
The only reason anyone knows that term is because it sounds like penis.
Sounds like penis.
It's one of those words like aglet. Where, like,
yeah,
no one knows
it. Is weenus even actually what it's called? Or did, like,
I have no idea. Or did, it, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, it's a fairly well-known amongst our people.
It's a slang word for the excess or loose skin at the joint of one's elbow. But is it real?
Slang is a word. Slang is words. Verb, past.
A past verb.
Past tense
verb. A verb is one that you do. Mm-hmm. I will say trotted.
Trotted? What a delight.
Yeah, just a little trot.
Adjective. An adjective describes a noun.
A noun.
See, I have to do that every time because adverb describes a verb, but it's not ad noun.
It really should be. what is it? What do we need? Adjective?
Adjective describes a noun.
Flowery.
Flowery, like a rose, not like an ingredient for a dough.
Yes, like a rose.
Clothing. I think sweatbands.
Oh, okay.
Like specifically the ones on your wrists.
Yeah, and you do a little wipe.
I mean, I used to have those for gymnastics because you'd have to put them on under your grips for bars. But that's...
Yeah,
that same. That actually serves a purpose.
Yeah.
Anyway, next is a noun. Capital N, noun. Garbage can.
Okay.
Adjective.
I'm just looking around my room now.
Bumpy. Another adjective.
Okay, this one, I could do it. Cubic. That has to be a word.
No, it's a word, but is it an adjective?
Yeah, it describes the shape of something, right?
I guess.
It wouldn't be a noun. What are you? You have no right to ask. You don't even know what a verb is.
A number. 421.
It is an adjective. Bitch.
Okay, cool. It's time.
Oh, are you reading it? I'm so scared.
Mile High Club.
That was the thing.
On our trip to Zagreb, Croatia, I couldn't take my left earlobe off of you. I'm imagining.
It's just really sleepy. Just so sleepy.
Like, his left earlobe was just like stuck to like the middle of your thigh.
Ew.
Like glue. Even on the airplane, I just couldn't. Loafing. I just couldn't loaf. You were driving. You were driving me slimy.
Oh, see, this is what I said. I said. Knew that would happen.
I just as I was starting to get. No, this is a typo.
Yeah.
I just as I was starting to get murderous. You grabbed my right weenus and trotted me to the airplane bathroom. I can picture it. It's beautiful.
I can picture it just grabbing the right weenus.
Meanwhile, the left earlobe.
Yes.
Despite it being a bit flowery, you ripped off my wrist sweatbands and put it on. I was supposed to write garbage can, but I wrote grabbage can.
I mean, even better, really.
And put it on a grabbage can for safekeeping. What can you even put it on in an airplane bathroom? There's nothing to put it on.
The you could floor? Put it, like, in the tiny sink.
But I thought you were going to say the toilet. We made...
Oh, no.
We made bumpy cubic love.
But, like...
421 miles above the ground, you are crashing. If there's a mountain, you're gonna hit it.
Yeah, no, you can't be doing that.
Okay, not 421 miles you're gonna hit it, but like, you're definitely, you're descending.
Not, you're not where you should be. Yeah.
No. Now that won't be a trip we will ever forget.
Wow, I can't believe... They drove them slimy.
Drove them slimy.
You drive me slimy.
This one's called Sexy Love.
Okay.
Give me an adjective.
Oh, stringy.
Hmm. Different grabbage. Font this time. Okay.
Grabbage can.
A number. I would like to do 16,430.9.
Oh, so specific.
Mm-hmm. Body part. I feel like there's going to be a lot of body parts.
Toenail.
Toenail. Is that a body part or is that an appendage? Is that like a...
Appendages are body parts.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry?
Is it like an accessory to a body part?
Well, I mean, it is... it is on your body. Now I have to look at it.
I think this could be argued in a court of law.
Yeah, maybe. My grandma doesn't have toenail fungus. I know she... This is not the first time. This is every fucking time. Toenail.
She has some toenails. For my sister's wedding, they just painted the rest of her toenails.
I know. You told me.
Another body part.
Yeah, this didn't help. Eyelash. I'm only gonna do
that
accessories.
Is another accessory.
I'm only gonna do accessories.
Noun.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi.
I'm really just looking around my room.
Noise. Blurp.
And what's the spelling on that?
BLERRRP. All caps.
Yeah, that seems right.
Burb.
A verb?
Stunting.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Adjective.
Grunkly.
Runkly?
Grunkly?
Grunkly.
Grunkly.
Body part?
Knee pit.
That is called a crinkle. And I refuse.
We can't do this.
And I refuse.
Can't do this.
To let you whitewash my history.
Whitewash. You and your family calling it the crinkle. It's the whitest thing about you.
It's just my nuclear family too. It's not even like beyond
it's
that.
It's not even your cousins. It's just
me and my sister.
It's just.
But I refuse to write knee pit. I wrote
fine.
Crinkle.
Write crinkle. Whatever.
Crinkle with a K.
And it's with a K?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it so much worse. I always thought it was with a C.
No, it's with a K, because I said so. A pet name.
Well, my pet's names are Boom. Billy and Juwan.
Booby Boob. My okay. little Booby Boob.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
I guess.
Sexy love. Oh, no. I have been dreaming about having stringy sex with you. 16,430.9 times a day. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
You are absolutely not coming to completion all of those times.
Oh, my God.
There's no way.
Yeah, no, that would be impressive.
I would be concerned about, I feel like that might be some sort of disorder, and maybe not like a bad disorder for you, but still something abnormal.
It would definitely get in the way of your like functioning.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like you wouldn't really have much time to do anything else.
Anyway, I've been dreaming about having stringy sex with you 16,430.9 times a day since the day I laid my toenail on you.
Yuck.
Staring at your eyelash makes me want to rip off your Tamagotchi. All I want to do is make you blurp.
Oh no.
As I stunt you. I always write the ing form, so I did say as I stunting you.
Yeah, I mean that's the accurate way.
Now does it mean like, girl, you stuntin'? Or is it like in stunt. Cheerleading?
Stunt.
That's like doing, like stunting.
It's a good question, actually. Because it's doing some backflips.
Well, that's not a stunt. A stunt is when you're like throwing someone or you're holding
Yeah, but you can't.
Someone.
But if they're doing it by themselves,
you can stunt one other person. You can be a single base.
Yeah, but you need two people. There has to be a base and someone to be thrown.
Yeah, you're stunting you. They're stunting
oh,
you.
Oh, I thought they were, like, stunting in front of you as a nope. show.
No. Do you want to know something funny and silly?
Yes, I do.
First of all, fun fact I learned from my sister. Michigan is the only state in the United States where, for the high school or the high school statewide cheerleading competitions, they're not allowed to use music.
What do they do?
Well, but if you do use music, that becomes dance team.
Yeah, I guess.
In my opinion.
True. Yeah, but they're but no, 'cause
you've got those weird competitive cheer remixes that are like really drop the beat.
Yeah, but they're not dancing.
But it's way more impressive when they don't have music. Because then they have to stay together. Anyway, it's funny
fair.
Because this past year my high school, my alma mater, won the state championship. Which they have done a lot. They have a good cheer team. Like, our football team was very bad, and our cheer team was good. But they hadn't won in a couple years. But it was funny, because they got first place. And then second place was our rivals from also our district. And third place was the third high school also in our district.
Good.
It was just those three. Said everyone else, fuck yourselves. Anyway.
Damn, get them.
Oh, and that's Sarah's tales from her high school.
Thank you.
Sorry, all I want to do is make you blurp as I stunt you. That sounds like puking. The only thing I think about during the day is your grunkly body up against my crinkle. XOXO, your booby boob.
Your grunkly body against my crinkle.
I'm imagining a troll. Here's this one I think could be very educational.
Oh, great.
How to turn on a woman.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no one knows that.
Adjective. I always feel weird because I don't say the kt. Like, I say adjective.
Adjective, yeah.
It kind of bothers me when people say adjective, which I know is, like, correct. Anyway.
Yeah, but... You know.
Give me an adjective. Adjective.
Bubbly.
Bubbly. Like that song by Kovi Kelly. Motherfucker, it's given me a new font every time, and this time the font was gigantic. Back when I had my, when I first got my iPad Nano for a while, that was like the only song on my iPod.
It's a good song.
It was the square kind. You know, iPod Nanos were square. Anyway. Verb-ing. Twerking. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Noun. Bumblebee.
Okay.
Body part.
Nostril. What if someone only had one? Is that a thing where people only have, like, it's, it just is, becomes one big one? Is that possible?
Maybe. I don't want to think about it. Verb.
Okay. Crump.
Crump. Good.
Remember when crumping was a thing when we were kids? I'm sure it is, I mean, still, it still a thing. Is but a I thing. Feel like, but I feel like when we were younger, crumping was like, people just were talking about crumping a lot.
There were some crumpers on So I Think You Can Dance. I think that's for, why, like, for the yes. first time on that show when yes, we were
that is
young.
Why I was aware yeah. of crumping.
Yeah. Adjective. Juicy.
Yeah.
Pet name.
Big Sean.
Michigan native, Big Sean.
Wait, is he?
Yeah. Oh, he was shit. At a football game that one time, remember?
No.
Oh, he was like a guest at a Michigan football game one time.
Damn, good for him.
Noise. Blagged. For anyone who isn't aware, it's the noise that one of the members of Little Mix made when she was asked to do a Jamaican accent.
I did not know. I always wondered where she was from. I didn't know it was Little Mix.
Yeah. I can't remember which one. If you show me a picture, I could tell you, but I don't
Yeah, I know what she looks head. Like, but...
Location. Your mom's basement.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Oh my god, it changed fonts again. What is wrong with this
PDF? Just switching it up on you.
A chore.
Sweeping.
Sweeping the roof.
Oh.
Adverb.
Okay, that one describes a verb.
Yeah.
Quickly. Okay.
That's kind of a boring choice, but it was the first adverb I thought of. Adjective. Janky. Okay. Body part. Inner ear.
Uvula.
Okay, there's another body part next, so first one will be inner ear. The second one will be uvula.
Good.
Another word that people just know because it sounds...
funny.
Like vulva.
It does sound like vulva, yeah.
Adjective.
Slippery.
I'm concerned about that.
Yeah.
Another adjective? Rock hard.
Okay, well, listen now.
I just glanced and I saw where that's gonna go. What a fucking delight. Okay.
Oh, no.
How to turn on a woman. Turning on a woman can be a bubbly challenge. Similar... oh. to twerking a bumblebee. Now, here's something fun. I don't know if this is true of bumblebees, but honeybees do a little dance.
Did you take kind a of like class twerking. About bees?
Yeah, I took a German class about bees.
Bees, yeah, okay.
But they do it to like indicate to the other bees where like the good like pollen is, like where the good mm-hmm. where the good kush. The good kush, the good flowers and stuff. And they do this little dance where they wiggle mm-hmm. their butt.
They twerk.
So they do twerk. Anyway, oh. Look right in her nostril and crump her.
No!
You can't crump a person. I'm that imagining, like, crumpling, you know?
Like, that would hurt to just, like,
yeah,
crump on a person.
Well, don't worry, because if that seems too juicy, there is another way to make your Big Sean blend.
Oh, no.
It's simple. Walk into the your mom's basement
oh,
and
shit.
And sweeping the roof for her.
Uh-huh.
Where's your mom's basement, girl?
On the roof, it seems.
Or is the roof... I bet there's roofing in your mom's basement.
Mm.
Like old roofing or new roofing yeah. that needs to get put up but hasn't needs been. It's be been swept. Sitting there for like 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
She will quickly be able to resist you.
Oh. Opposite.
That's an interesting choice that they went for an adverb there. Because not. Yeah, what not they, is not an adverb.
Yeah, what were they hoping for?
I don't know.
That's weird.
She will slippery be able to resist you. She will crumptastically be able to resist you.
All right.
There is only one janky rule you must not break. Never put your inner ear into her uvula in a slippery way. Now, there are a lot of reasons. You should not put your inner ear in anything except your inner ear.
I mean, I think it would be near impossible to put your inner ear in something.
And it would cause irreparable damage. Irreparable damage.
All right.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Anyway, if you follow this guide, you are sure to turn on your rock-hard woman.
Hell yeah.
She's a brick. House. You know, I thought we were going to go through more of these. I misestimated how long Mad Libs take. I have so many.
Well.
Okay. Let's plan for one more.
Okay.
Do we want to do how to turn on a man, or do we want to go to one of the other Mad Libs that I found? For example, we have this one, which is an outline for what to put as your like bio or what to send people for online dating.
Oh.
And it's from a website called betterafter50.com.
I think that sounds great.
Well, there's another one that's a similar thing, but it's from brokeassstewart.com.
Huh.
So, I don't know if we want to do that. We also have, yeah, these aren't as good. So which one do we want to do?
I think the old person one.
Old person?
Okay. Now I'm going to get in trouble for calling people over 50 old. I can already feel the members of our Discord saying, excuse me.
Listen. Old white people have been pissing me off lately. And I know not old people are white. I'm aware of that.
That is so open-minded of you to say, sir.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I think old non-white people are doing great. Michelle Yeoh? Sure.
Yeah, true.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She's got to be close to 60. I mean, she's killing it, but... Michelle Yeoh, she is exactly 60, so take that. I didn't know she was Malaysian until yesterday.
The more you know.
I knew she had done a lot of movies in Hong Kong, so I just kind of assumed that she was from Hong Kong or Chinese or Taiwanese, but she's Malaysian. Good for her. Good for her. Anyway, all right. The first thing it asks for is a website alias to use.
What does that mean?
Like a name, like a soft putter 24. That's gonna be it.
Okay.
We're golfers now. Well, they're golfer actually.
So. I mean, we are old people, so.
Okay. I really enjoy. No, we can't start yet. We have to do the words.
Mm-hmm.
Adverb or adjective.
Oh.
That's too many options. I'm overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Great. Relationship status. It's complicated.
I just can't believe people sincerely used that on Facebook. Like,
it's complicated. Potential relationship status. It's even more complicated.
It's complicated. Parentheses. Married.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's complicated. You know, it's hard for me to type when my mic is in front of me because I look at the keys a lot more than I realize.
That's embarrassing that you have to do that.
I'm just like checking. It's because I don't keep my hands in the right spot.
Yeah,
we can't all be you.
Yes.
Yeah, I know some of us like beat Mavis Beacon as a child, but we did type to learn, okay? We didn't have Mavis Beacon. We did type to learn, and we had those little covers over the thing, and they didn't really help.
Yeah, we had the orange fucking nasty rubber things that made it so... They were orange
so
rubber
hard to
things
type.
That went over the whole... And it was terrible. But yeah, some of us can carry full conversations while typing other things, so...
Yeah. My brain is not capable of that.
You would think mine wouldn't be either, but here we are.
Like, I would type the things I was saying or say the things I was typing or just implode. Okay. Adjective.
Rubbery.
Oh, dear. Another adjective.
sticky.
Sticky?
Yeah.
Date a year. Like a full date. Huh? Like a full date with a year.
Oh.
No. I almost did September 11th.
What about the 21st night of September?
That's much better than September
11th. Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah. Not great.
What year?
1969.
Nice. You know what my parents were doing then?
When?
The 21st night of September 1969.
I don't.
Being fucking infants.
Okay.
And now everyone knows how old my parents are. How long are you an infant for? Like, when do you stop becoming an infant?
Probably at, like, 7 months.
Okay, my dad was just barely not an infant anymore.
Okay. Because at some point you turn from infant to baby and then baby to toddler.
Yeah. Anyway. Noun. Toddler.
Infant. Oh.
Which one?
I don't know.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ah, fuck. All right, infant. Number. I saw the concept, the context of this. So, like, okay, you want 420?
Yeah, obviously. We're playing Mad Libs.
Yeah, I would
only
not.
Two number options.
I said 421 last time, so.
That's fair.
Noun or adverb? How can it be either?
Very different thing.
Rug.
Okay.
Like a nice, fancy... It cannot be the correct term to call them oriental rugs. There's got to be a better
term.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, but there has to be a better
There's
got to
be a better term. Because that is not... Hold on, let me Google this.
Can't say that.
But, like, it is a certain type of...
Yeah, like, I can picture what you're talking about.
Persian style.
Okay, that sounds better.
It's Persian style rug. That's much better. Okay, another noun or adverb?
The escape key on the keyboard.
Oh, that's long. Okay. Yep. The escape key on a keyboard. Noun.
Extension cord.
No, you're on a roll. Jimin yep. with an extension cord. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
Ratio. Noun.
Oh, so many nouns.
Banana milk. I spelled that so wrong. It's because I wasn't looking at the keys.
Oh my god.
I wrote banana nookja.
What?
We need two more nouns, bestie.
Shoelace.
Okay.
And...
Ass.
Amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin. How the fuck do you spell amoxicillin?
I don't know.
I'm so sorry, bagel. Amoxicillin. I might be allergic to amoxicillin.
Great.
Because I might be allergic to penicillin. And they're like the same family, right?
I don't know, but you should probably get that figured out.
Yeah, you know, it would be helpful for me to get tests because... I've never had it because, like, family history, like, my mom's allergic and, like, my grandma and my aunts. So, like, we've always just said that I'm allergic. But, like, it is a pretty common thing to treat things.
That.
Well, when my sister got tested for all the things, she found out that she was not allergic to penicillin, but she was, in fact, allergic to everything on the planet. Except for penicillin and dust mites.
Oh, well.
Everyone's allergic to dust mites, not my sister.
She's built different.
She's built different. She's allergic to corn.
Corn, yeah. Like a normal person.
Like a normal fucking person.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. We have three more nouns.
Oh my god. Corn.
Corn. It's corn.
What are other things in my room? Kit and caboodle.
Kit and caboodle? Or kitten caboodle?
Yes.
I keep missing. I was aiming for the, like, the and, like, symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I got a dollar sign. I got a percent sign.
Yeah, I will say the symbols, I don't know. I don't know those. I gotta look for those.
I swear to God, it's not always been in the same spot.
It probably has.
When I was a child, and I would write my little stories on my family's computer, Uh-huh. I always used the and, like the ampersand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, because I did. And I swear to God, it was not on the 7. Maybe it was.
What number do you think it was on?
5?
No.
Okay. Bestie Pop, we need one more noun. Bestie Pop, that's
fun. Bestie Pop, that's fun.
Bestie Pop, that's our noun.
Okay.
Previous relationship status. Dead.
It's complicated. Parentheses dead.
Oh my God. Another previous relationship status.
Not yet born.
Wow. Okay. The next one is a pronoun. I think we should do zir, like X-I-R.
Uh-huh.
I think that's good. Clothing option.
Clothing option?
Like a piece of clothing.
Oh, okay. Toe socks.
Oh, no. Jungkook, is that you?
I used to have toe socks.
Jungkook really likes his toe socks. That neurodivergent-ass motherfucker. Truly. Another clothing. Spanx. I need 2 numbers from you.
1.
Okay.
And 7.
You're not going to do 69?
We already did that.
No, we did 420.
I did 69 earlier.
You did not. Oh, the year.
Yeah.
I just forget that sometimes because it's like the actual year my parents were born.
Well, they were born in a silly year.
They were. They were born in a silly year. Okay, you said 7?
Yes.
It's the 7 again. Adjective. Oh no, what happened to my 7?
Oh no, not the 7.
Adjective.
Clicky.
Clicky? Like.
This one's long.
Like C-L-I-C-K-Y or C-L-I-Q-U-E-Y?
The first one.
Okay. Number?
Oh, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000.
Favorite food?
Worms.
Number.
What?
Number. 2 numbers, actually.
Pi.
Pi. Okay. That was yesterday.
Negative 12.
Negative 12. You know, today's the Ides of March. Please beware it.
I shall.
No, too late. I already stabbed you in the back.
Fuck!
Name of book, magazine, toilet reading, online article.
That's why
something you can read.
Our book, obviously.
Oh, I was gonna say smutty manga, but that's good.
Well, opposite ends.
A date with a year.
April 20th, 1969.
You know that's Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
It's also our friend's mom's birthday.
It's our friend's Heather's birthday. Yeah.
Heather's been on the pod.
That's true. Way back in the day.
Way back in the day. Noun, adjective, or adverb. Too many fucking options.
What?
Just pick a word. Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Another fucking noun, adjective, or adverb.
Plaque.
Black?
Plaque, like on your teeth.
Plaque. Got it. We're getting close to the end. Gender preference.
Yes.
So true. Number?
What?
I need 2 more numbers, actually. Last 2.
2.
Okay. And 1 more?
Oh, 9.
And a noun or an adjective.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Okay. Yeah, I think this is, it was too loosey-goosey with the options, so I think that's this might not
weird.
Make sense.
Good. Can't wait.
All right. Dear Soft Putter 24.
God, I forgot how I started.
I really enjoyed reading your profile and thought you were very overwhelmed.
I noticed...
I spelled overwhelmed profoundly wrong. Let me fix it. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to save this. I noticed that you are It's Complicated. Are you seriously interested in meeting your future It's Complicated Mary? Or would you simply prefer to keep it rubbery and only have a sticky relationship?
Good.
I think my like off-brand transatlantic accent is really adding.
It adds a lot. Yeah.
Your photo was taken on the 21st night of September 1969, and your head of hair is now infant. When I was an infant, I did not have a head of hair as an infant. I saw a picture of a small child recently, and I was like, that child, like a baby, and I was like, that child has more hair than I did when I was two.
My friend had an infant recently, and it came out with a bunch of hair, but now it's, like, falling out, which I guess is normal. Yeah. But so he has, the infant has male pattern baldness. It's so funny.
Babies are so silly. I kind of hate them.
I know.
But you know what? Good for them. Okay. You have 420 children.
Wow.
It's a lot. They must be adopted, at least a lot of
donor.
Them.
A donor, yeah. Perhaps?
Yeah, perhaps. If you had to choose between an evening of Persian-style rug with me or the escape key on a keyboard with your children, what would you choose?
I would choose the escape key, personally.
Oh, I kind of like Persian-style rugs. I'm into rugs.
Yeah.
Should I buy rugs? To put on my wall?
IKEA has good rugs in their, like, clearance section.
My entire apartment is carpeted, though. I do have rugs, but, like, they're not as helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always lived in a place that's, like, carpeted. America.
I miss carpet.
America. Okay. Your interests include banana milk and shoelace and amoxicillin. Will you still have time for my interests of corn and kit and caboodle and bestie pop? I'm imagining a caboodle full of corn.
Yes, obviously.
Is your former it's complicated dead still in your life?
Oh no, clearly not.
So they've been It's Complicated the whole time, but they're very saying, insensitive. Do you want to be my future It's Complicated married? How's your former It's Complicated dead, bitch?
How insensitive.
I know. Does your former not yet born still think Zer pronoun? No, not Zer pronoun. I was reading it literally. Oh, no. I included the thing in the parentheses.
Yeah.
Does your former not yet born still think Zer is in your life? Is that even the right form of that?
I don't quite understand that sentence structure.
I don't either. You ask that I look good in a toe socks at night and Spanx on casual days. You are 1 foot tall without shoes and 7 feet tall with stilettos / elevator shoes.
Those are some tall stilettos.
Some really tall stilettos. You mention your body type as clicky. And you... it's like when people describe slime. I do not like the clicky sound of slimes.
What is it? It's just like your joints are cracking all the time. You're just clicky.
I like watching slime videos, but I don't like listening to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, you mentioned your body type is clicky, and you exercise a trillion times a week. Yet you choose to eat worms at least pie times a week. I noticed that you make -12 per year salary.
Damn, that's tough.
That's rough. That ain't no Mr. Darcy. $10,000 a year. No, no, no.
Nah. Nah.
Is that gross or net? Please circle one. Revenue. We didn't please circle one. Sorry, I missed that. Your last book read was the Sounds Big But Okay book. Nice.
Hell yeah.
On April 20th, 1969... Girl, one of my parents didn't even exist yet. How was I supposed to exist?
That doesn't seem right.
You are turned off by Tinkerbell and blank plaque. Lastly, you prefer yes under the age of 2. Would you accept the age of 9 if I had if I had sweaty? That's it.
Oh no. Well, I hope if any of you are making a dating profile, you take some wisdom.
Some advice from Soft Putter 24.
Yeah, because that was clearly really good.
I also like how, like, this person is, like, describing their ideal date, but also saying, like, asking questions. I don't know. It's confusing.
But also, they're basically just saying, like, your profile said this.
Yeah.
Like, I know I wrote it.
Damn. It really should be, like, Dear Soft Putter 24, here is everything about my profile, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. This has been... Oh, that took so long. This...
That was a long one.
I'm so sorry. This has been this. Kayla, yes. What's our poll for this week? Oh. Would you date Soft Putter 24?
Would you date Soft Putter 24? Why?
Why?
That's good.
Great. Kayla, what is your beef and your juice this week?
Oh.
Can I go first before I forget?
Yep.
I need to see an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, because my ear is full of wax.
It's wild, y'all. She sent me the video. She took
I got one of those things. It's a little camera that you can stick in your ear. And I was hoping to get some stuff out. But then everyone that I've showed the video to has been like, Sarah, you need to see a professional for that.
It literally looks like if you're a person like me who likes to watch earwax extraction videos on the internet, it's like one of those. It's so impacted in your ear.
Like, my mom thinks that it is still impacting my hearing, and I just don't realize
I'm sure it is. It's, like, very thick.
Because I fucked up my hearing in, like, December, and I thought it mostly got better, but I don't think it... I think I just got used to it.
Well, yeah, I bet it got a little bit better, and you think it's back to normal because it's been so long. But I swear to God, you're going to get that out, and you're going to hear colors.
Amazing. Yeah. Anyway, my juice. I thought of one when I was opening my door today.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
I don't know.
New Jimin music. First Jimin music. Go off, bestie. It's gonna end K-pop. That's what P-Dog said.
Slay.
Peter Doggington.
Damn.
I mean, man. That's all. What's your beef in your juice?
My beef is that I'm so mentally ill.
Oh my god, same.
That... So yeah, full stop there. But also, I've been listening to this new audiobook. It's called The Ones We Burn. It's a fiction and it's gay. So that's fun. Like a fantasy. Anyway, I'm like in the part of the book where like all of the like conflict is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it so drastically affects my mood when things are going bad in book or like in whatever fiction I'm taking in. That it like, why? Anyway, I'm so mentally ill. My juice is Tetris. I recently purchased off of the Electronic Bay a 2002 eBay handheld Tetris game, which is because it's the same one that we had when I was a child. Because Dean was playing the Game Boy Simulator on his Switch and they had like classic Tetris. And I was like, I loved Tetris as a kid. I need the exact device that I played it on as a child. So I bought one off the Electronic Bay and I've been playing it so much. I love Tetris. God.
I love that for you. I see.
Thank you.
Every day, well, I have for the past little while, there's a billboard that I pass. There's something, a TV show or a movie coming out called Tetris with Taron Egerton. And so I see it. And the tagline is like, the true story. I forgot the rest of the tagline.
No, is it like the story of Tetris?
I don't know.
No,
but I see it when I drive to work. Because I live in LA and most of our billboards are for TV shows.
Tetris movie.
For a while there was a...
Is it with this man?
Taron Egerton?
I don't know. He's just this guy.
Elton John?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, what was that movie with the
Hank
doll girl?
Rogers discovers Tetris. What do you mean he discovers Tetris? What, it's like in the wild and you catch it in the forest? What do you mean?
I believe that's called inventing.
What does that mean?
What's the movie that the gays love with the doll? The new one.
Sorry, say again?
the movie that the gays love, the horror movie with
Megan.
The doll, Megan. There was a Megan billboard outside of my work for a while, and she would just look at me.
Yeah. Anyway, this movie is about the high-stakes drama of getting the intellectual rights to Tetris. That sounds, as a lover of Tetris, boring as hell.
Oh my god, I just realized we the last part of the last Mad Libs. We need a website alias for ourselves. It got cut off.
Tetris 69.
69 is so boring.
Tetris 96.
Tetris 696, like the highway in Great. Michigan.
Tetris 8008.
Boob?
Boob.
Okay.
Okay.
Was that your beef and your juice?
Yes.
Okay. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your Petris.
Oh.
Imagine having a pet and naming it Petris.
No.
Petra? Petra's a good name for a pet.
That's like actually a name, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think I've seen a dog named Petra on the internet before. You can tell us about your things. Yeah, you got it. You can tell us about the G-strings you learned along the way in the car. Oh. On the way.
All right.
On the way to camping. Mm-hmm. On our social media at SoundsFakePod. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/SoundsFakePod, if you want to support us there. I don't know why you would, but it's an option. We have a new $2 patron. It is Naplord. That is a great
That's
name.
Just and like it, me, for real.
And it's good for like a website, like an app.
That's
like
very
like
good.
Imagine if instead of Soft Putter 24 it was Naplord.
That's really good. That's a good name.
Really excellent. I love naps. Our $5 patrons. Who we're promoting this week are Nick Ford, Phoenix Elliott, Rachel Ria Faustino, and someone who has asked to not receive a shout out.
Okay.
Won't tell you who they are.
Secrets.
For the record, they've been on the list for like months and months and months. This is just the first time I've acknowledged that they exist.
Well, good, because that's what they asked for.
That's what they asked for. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Barefoot Backpacker, who would like to promote their podcast, Travel Tales from Beyond the Brochure, Song of Storm, who would like to promote a healthy work-life balance, and Steve, who would like to promote Ecosia, a search engine for the trees, and Circle Teo, who would like to promote the fact that England is not real and never has been. Our $10 patrons, no, they're also still $10, not promoting Arkness, Allison, R.E.K., Benjamin, Barb, David Harris, All Better, Myant, Jeannie, Maggie, Kabobo, Martin, Chazelle.
Woo!
Maddie, Nathan, Lish, Potato, Purple Haze. Sorry that we show favoritism to Martin Zell, but like, what are you gonna do? Our
Martin finally got his book.
Oh,
so
good.
That's exciting.
What a delight.
Our update for everyone.
Update for everyone. Our $15 patrons are Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Fucking Podcast, Kate for Claire and I, Click for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote twitch.tv/MelanieDia, Hector Murillo, who would like to promote friends that are supportive, constructive, and help you grow as a better person, John Young, who would like to promote never messaging me back. Did I message him more than once? Unclear. I'm not sure. Probably not. Kezia Root, who would like to promote people who come into your life just for a small time, but right when you need them. Math, who is absolutely goated. Math is new. Mm-hmm. Math, first of all, 16 euro 50. What a specific number.
I love that.
Math would like to promote catching up on the podcast after 2 years, and I would like to promote the fact that Math messaged me before I could ask them what they wanted.
Which, not to like dunk on the rest of you, but that is what we ask you to do.
Absolutely fucking goated.
Math followed directions, so that's
so
a
well. I went to message them actually before the pod, which was crazy in and of itself.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I saw that they had already messaged me. For some reason, I didn't see the email that they messaged, but whatever. I don't check that email.
You really don't.
Thank you, Math. You rock. Nathaniel White, who would like to promote NathanielJWhiteDesigns.com. Kayla Zantnina, who would like to promote KateMaggartArt.com. And Sarah Jones, who would like to promote Eternal Lolly Everywhere. Our $20 patrons are Sabrina Hawk. Merry Christmas. And Dragonfly, who would like to promote me remembering the thing that I was going to have someone promote. I don't think it was that serious. It's never that serious. Thanks for listening.
Never that
serious. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
Until then, take good care of your cows.